This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt. Who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 94. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And we're pretty excited. We got a very special guest with us in studio today.
Oh, boy.
Long time Junkies listener.
And long time Bit Season listener.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, love this guy. D Woods in studio with Bit Season.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's the old Stern days where you have to clap in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Junkie.
Yeah, just like, and we got our Robin Quivers.
You were wanting this.
About these have been waiting.
Drab's been pushing this because he's got a lot of January 6th stuff he wants to do.
Oh, sure.
So I've been waiting for this. Like every time you guys talk about having me in, I'll contact you guys, and then one of you will say, we'll have to talk to the other. And then finally, yeah, it has happened.
Hey, I've never gotten that email before today. So Valdez never talks to me about you.
I got to talk to Drab. I'll let you know.
Here's also part of it is, and this is smart on D's part, is that his angle was, and I know that he was just waiting in the wings for this, and he struck when the iron was hot. He put it on his Siri calendar. He had him remind him. He said, when Drab's out of town, I'll come in and guest host with Valdez.
Right. Is that what he tried to do?
Yeah, I definitely tried to do that.
Yeah, that's what he tried to do, and that's when it put us on the radar for him to come in studio.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I'm smarter than what I sound on the radio. I'm a thinker.
That's how he kind of first weaseled his way into it, and I go, you know what? That won't be bad. I won't have to miss a show. D can come in. We'll kind of shoot the S. We'll shoot the breeze, and it'll be just like he'll be Black Drab
without the lips.
Yeah. Hey, you got big lips too.
I am the male Robin Quiver today.
I can use those jokes. I can use those jokes.
Okay.
All right. So
you're not bald too.
No. Okay.
D, how long have you been listening to the Junkies?
You know what? I want to say 21 years, and the reason why I say 21 years is because I will be 41 this year, and I remember sneaking into an event when I was 20.
Damn, you're 41?
Yeah.
Whew. I thought you were a little older. Don't you almost have grandkids or something?
I better not,
hey,
right?
Your kids are just a different life than me. I'm jealous, but, I mean, we're the same age.
Right.
In fact, I guess I'm older. You have grown kids.
I have grown kids. I have a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old. I started very young. Yeah. I'm kind of like Valdez. I've been getting it since I was like 14, 15
that's right.
years.
That's right. That bought me, brother.
I gotta wash
my hands now.
I'm an attractive guy.
Yeah.
You are. You
and
are,
got,
man.
Hey, we got our own handshake. Look. We go like this. Then we go like
that. What are you, a child? What are you doing?
Can I tell you about Valdez and my relationship?
Please. Well, I didn't know you guys were such close friends.
So that's the thing. We are not close friends, but it's like seeing like a long lost friend every time we see each other.
It's actually, it's funny because it's almost like
cousins.
It's almost like me and Cakes' relationship where we just pick up where we left off.
Exactly.
Like, and we kind of think the same way too. And it's, we're kind of two peas in a pod. Yes. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, so did this start long before Drab came along?
Yeah, I knew D Woods long before you.
Right. So
during the Brett days.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, first of all, you knew me during the Brett days. I've known you since your first day you started working at the radio station.
Well, I'm just saying, before your association on the show.
Yeah. So fun fact is that the old station in Lanham, Valdez and Shorts taught me to be a phone screener one day.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't really remember that, but yes.
I came up there. Okay.
What did you do for the next 3 hours and 55 minutes?
I literally sat out there right by, it's like an old computer screen and desk out there.
Yeah.
And I would.
Probably like by the TriCaster.
Yes. And I would go, Junkies, what do you want to talk about?
See, look, it's not that hard to be in radio.
Hey, that's poor call screening. Yeah. All right. Actually, the first mistake that I hear producers here always say is they answer the phone. They'll say, who's on now? They'll say, "B. Mitch and Finley, what's your name? Where are you calling from?" That always tilts me because they start typing in information right away.
Right.
Yeah. Like, they haven't gotten past the gatekeeper.
They're already putting them on the air. Their mindset is already, let me type up your information and put you on air. Yeah,
right.
Drab has a rigorous screening.
I like to interrogate people. Okay. And it still doesn't work. I put terrible callers through all the time.
Drab's screening process is he lets it ring for about 10 minutes.
Right.
And see if you hang up and call right back.
Call right back, yeah.
And then he'll answer it. And then you go, who's this? What do you want to say? He goes, whoa, you're not on air yet, just yet. And he goes, what do you want to say? And then he yells at them for having their windows down or being on Bluetooth.
Bluetooth, yeah.
No, my first test is to put you on hold. If you hang up while you're on hold, you're already on my bad side.
Because
you're
going
to call back. I know you're going to call back, but you're already on my bad side because in my mind, we got a lot of calls to get through, and you need to know your place. And I'm going to put you on hold. You listen to the show for a little while, and I'll get to you when we have time. Meanwhile, my time is me finishing my breakfast.
Drab has his oatmeal in front of him. He's got to finish. He goes, I'll get to your call after this oatmeal.
So I don't have the same experience with Drabby. Actually.
I know, because you have an easy pass.
Yeah, easy pass. So normally our conversation goes, he'll pick up. He goes, hey, D. And I go, hey, man.
Yeah, because we have the caller ID. Right. So we know it's you that's calling in.
And we talk about, something not even about the show for like 2 minutes. And he goes, all right, what do you want to talk about? And then he goes, all right, just hold on. I'll put you through.
Well, I know that JP is going to be, as soon as he sees D Woods on the phone, he's going to just like stop everything and go to you. So a lot of times I don't even type your name up for a while because I want them to like finish what they're talking about.
Right.
Because JP is obsessed with you.
That's my buddy.
Yeah, I know.
So we are friends in real life.
I know. You're friends with everybody, but Drab.
Look how upset Drab is.
But JP, I want you to start noticing this, Valdez, how quickly JP goes to D's
now that
calls.
Now that you mention it.
It doesn't
even
matter
at first, but now that
it doesn't
you
even
it,
matter. It's like a
hey,
sixth
Woods
sense. He's
line.
He's got a sixth sense about when D's on the line.
Yeah. He's got a D alert,
and he'll just stop everything and want to know what you say.
On. Oh my goodness, that's funny. Well, I think I try to provide some funny to it. I'm not into the nonstop sports, so I try to call and break things up when I call.
Yeah, look at this.
What are you, D? What kind of segments? Take me through your dream show.
What would your dream junk show be like?
Not every segment, but what do you like to listen to?
So I actually love the six to 6:15 segment.
Oh.
And the reason why is because
that's called feeling each other out.
It's the first round of a boxing match.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a lot of what I had for dinner, what time I went to bed. It's a lot of,
hey, did you hear the rain last night? Did that wake you up around midnight?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so can I be perfectly honest here?
Please. Sure. Yeah.
What I don't like, and some days what frustrates me, is 3 hours of how many yards is Sam Howell going to throw for this right. year? It gets to be too repetitive for me, so I check out.
And so we should go through that a little bit, and I'm sure people understand it. During the football season, our listenership expands exponentially. Like right. so many more people are listening because they are interested in the football team. But if you are listening for four straight hours, which a lot of the P1s do, or like when they catch yes. up and they're listening,
you're a rare breed where you're listening all 4 hours.
It drives them insane,
right?
Right, because it's a lot of repetitive topics. But you have to remember that most people listen to the radio for like 15 minutes,
right?
Like 50, that's their commute, 15, 20 minutes. That's all they're going to get one day. If somebody listens to the radio for like 40 minutes a week, that's good.
Right.
Right. So they're not, most people are not P1s where they're sitting there listening to the podcast, and we love them. Like, we could not exist without the P1s, right. but that's not the majority of our audience. Yeah. So we have to serve these guys that are popping in and out all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say Bickle teaching, what's her name? Hannah, Savannah.
Savannah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Savannah to ride a bike.
Right.
That's great listening for me. Like, I replayed that segment probably 10 times. It made me laugh every time that I listened to it.
It is always interesting
what gets people.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a great segment. I thought it was an awesome segment. But a lot of people resonated with that, where, I don't know, they just like watching Eric be a father.
Were you almost watching that on TV or just listening on the radio?
No, I listened to it on the radio, and then I watched it when you guys posted it to YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And then Bickle holding the mic in his headphones.
Yeah,
and
he's falling off. Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
And Roger.
He can never say that he's athletic. The way he was running on that field was terrible.
I have to get, because he was connected to the Comrex that I was holding. Yeah. So he was like running, trying not to pull away from me, I was trying to catch up to them.
Like a Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was awkward. And we were over there during the commercial break or the segment before, and none of it worked. Like, it was dropping every second before that segment.
Right.
The whole entire feed.
It was going to be a disaster.
We had the cell phone on backup. The whole segment was going to be on the cell phone. And by a miracle of God, as soon as you guys went to us, it connected and it stayed connected the entire segment.
So I guess the question is, what kind of segments do you guys like producing? I know it's easier to do the sports segments, right? But
So we have what our job is and what we like to do.
Right.
What we like to do, I think, is probably pretty obvious. It's we like non-sports or just...
We like creativity.
The creativity of it. It can be a sports segment, but more often than it's not. We like it when the guys are just... We are just riffing and everyone's...
Cutting loose.
Having fun.
Just recently, like making fun of JP for cutting his lawn with an electric mower,
right?
Or cutting your lawn at like 6 or 7 o'clock at night, and we're playing the mower sound effects, and we're trying to talk over it, pretending JP's cutting
his
lawn.
That was funny.
Yeah,
just stuff like that.
I wish the show was more ruthless. It's not ruthless to me, and ruthless is maybe too harsh of a word. I just wish, like, we always say joning is bullying.
Right.
There's so little joning anymore.
No.
And it ricks me.
No, like, more gas face, any of that kind of stuff.
Well, it's not just that, but not just the callers.
Yeah, gas face to the callers, but to each other.
I think
that sometimes they're scared to make the other person mad. And I'll say it, me too. I no longer want to make JP mad.
Right.
Like, it's not worth it to me. And so this is what wish we could just smash JP, and I wish JP would smash us. I would love it.
But this turns into almost like a courtroom where JP needs to defend what he's doing and doesn't realize at the end of the day, we don't care.
No one cares.
No one cares.
Mm-hmm.
We're just doing this because it's funny and people can relate to it.
Trying to get a reaction.
Because they side with JP, who's doing something, or they side with the people making fun of them.
Right.
That's all we're doing. To be honest with you, I don't even try and make fun of Jason, because Jason's just kind of a stick in
Jason,
the mud.
Jason won't, you know, Jason, he's just not interested
right.
a lot of times. Not interested BS of the radio show.
The only thing you can make fun of him for is a hot sports take. And that's not that fun.
Right.
But Cakes is probably the best punching bag out of everyone. And then Eric's a great punching bag too. But the problem is he explodes like a volcano.
Right.
But so, I love that. But so sometimes,
you know, you're going to make fun of him.
But at some point,
yeah. He's going to fight back.
So I guess how long does bitterness usually last? Because I feel like I'm like the voice of the P1 today, so I want to.
No, I'm glad. Did you tell anyone you were coming in here and ask for questions? And
no. How about this?
You tell John. John, what do you want me to ask?
Hey, is John DePompa have Arthur Fest right now?
There's only one person that knows that I'm here, and that's my youngest daughter.
Okay.
I didn't tell anybody else. I really don't communicate with others off the show, other than maybe Rom or Blast from the Past, Big Joe. Those are the only two people I talk to.
I don't know if I even know Big Joe.
I remember Big Joe.
Yeah, he used to play Copper State.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he hasn't called in 15 years.
No, he might be dead.
No, he's alive. I saw
he just said he talked to him.
But I guess
Logan
from Logan Circle. If you brought in Derek from Logan Circle, JP might stick around and do another 5 hours of radio.
Yeah, I will say this.
Blind Mookie.
Hold on. It's what you say that, Drav. I have this list of all of the old timers that used to call in. They used to, back in this, I think this was even before your time, Valdez. They loved the brothers, like Scoop. Scoop from Suitland, Kel.
Hey, Brandon from DC.
Brandon, yeah.
I saw him the other day.
Kel from Suitland. Is that what you said?
Isn't his name Kel from Suitland?
Yeah,
but,
Kel.
Yeah, they weren't friends with that guy. They
no, not
guy.
Friends. I'm just saying, like, at an event. Well, I don't even know if he used to come to events, but at events, it would always be like Big Joe and Sacktown, myself, Scoop.
Who was the guy that loved women? Who was his name?
Come on, Chef?
Yeah, Chef.
I saw Chef came to the thing.
Bullpen. Yeah. You know what you should do?
What's that?
For the Christmas show.
Here we go.
You should wrangle up all these old time listeners.
Oh yeah, like right. James from Southeast.
Yeah. Sacktown Mike, yeah. James from Southeast, Derek from Logan Circle, Blind Mookie, all these guys.
Yeah.
And blow JP's mind and say, this is your Christmas gift.
That's what you do. You call it the brothers from Christmas past.
Yeah. I like that. You know what? I'm glad that I could be Robin Quivers again today. Yeah. But you don't understand.
JP talks about it all the time, off air, on air, trying to get a hold of these guys and wanting it to be like a part of his life again.
Yeah, no. I was going to say that we used to all hang out at, and I think that's how JP and I got close. We used to all hang out at the events together. So I definitely will reach out to the guys and see if they want to come back.
Put that on the list. Right before our New Year's Eve party with the biddies.
Christmas past.
Yeah, I mean, Valdez and I, if it was up to us, like we like sports, and I'm not going to pretend like we don't like sports, but we would just like the guys riffing. But there has to be some organization to it. You can't just go in unprepared or not having opinions about something.
That was, if you listen to Opie and Anthony, that's basically was the last 5 years of their show, is they would just do an hour unprepared, and then they would riff until something hits, and then that would go with it for the next
Sometimes
4 hours.
It's great, right? Like JP will always say, JP loves the tangents, right? He always says, like, that's the best part of our show, which I agree. It can be the best part, but you can't plan.
You can't plan spontaneity.
Yeah.
Right.
And so if it's not hitting, or if it's not really, not everyone's just riffing off each other, then you're stuck.
Right.
So you got to have like a backup plan. Or, you know, you start a topic, right? Like, I don't know, what do we talk about today that was non-sports?
Britney Spears and who she banged.
You're right.
She banged.
Then that could go into, Drab banging his wife, you know, like, all right, it's fun.
Valdez thinks she had sex with a masseuse.
Right.
Yeah.
Does anyone do happy ending shtick?
And then then it turned into a bet, right? It turned into bets, which it's always fun. But you can't just say, we got nothing planned for this segment. Let's just turn on the microphone
and see what happens.
Yeah.
So
you got to have a general.
Even we have a dumb rundown.
Yeah. So I hear you guys always talking about they got nothing. Like, at what point when you guys are sitting back there and you know that they got nothing?
When I'm on vacation.
and you guys have to interject or insert yourselves into the show just to get them through the segment, you think?
It's a hard tightrope to walk because it's not our show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we want to try and put the panels to it, to pump some life into it. So we do what we can to try and interject and chime in, make fun of someone or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say, like, we like talking,
right,
clearly.
Yeah.
Like, I like, that's why I work in radio. That's why I like having the ability to give my opinion, especially on this show, and, yeah, and to chime in. And so it's not like we're jumping in to save a segment. I don't think of us like that. But sometimes it has to happen, not to save a segment, but to, like,
yeah, spark the conversation going.
Spark, you know, I could tell, we can tell when the guys got, are like, I don't really know what to say next about it, or they just need a little push to get them going again.
Yeah. It's so, kind of run its course, and then we're basically trying to put more gasoline on a dwindling flame.
Yeah. So that's when, like, Valdez will say, watch this. Right? He gets cocky and he thinks he's going to, like, blow their mind with some tidbit.
So we're behind there and I go, hey, Drab, watch this. Right? And I say, did you know Drab told me?
Oh, if he, anything like that, if we set the other person up,
right,
like, we're trying to save the segment.
Right.
Save the segment. That's a stupid way to put it, but, like, keep the conversation going.
Hey, boss, the guys in the back, they said.
Yeah. That's basically, yeah.
Yeah. A lot, 99% of the time, that's what's happening. Right. Like,
hey, yeah. Did you know Drab came into work the other day wearing two different brands of shoes? Or something like that. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, that's generally
how it happened today when Drab goes, he goes, Eric, what's with Valdez giving you all these golf clubs?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I was trying on that. I was. It's also, you know, curiosity. Right. Some things I don't know, like why they're being weird.
Yeah, why? What's with them giving you a club every day?
Yeah. What's with them joining all these country clubs?
Oh yeah.
that is something that is. Can go both ways, right?
I don't know how I feel about it just yet.
All right, so it goes to Norbeck Country Club. EB surprised us. JP blurted out the answer again. Did anyone else pick up on that?
Yeah.
EB's trying to like play a game. Hey, guess what I'm getting into? And then JP goes, let me guess, you're enjoying
the Norbeck too.
Yeah. The king of the spoilers.
Yeah.
So personally, as a person who would be driving in my car or listening to the radio, do I want to hear about some rich guys talk about joining a country club? No.
Right.
Right? To me, that's a turnoff. But there could be some good that comes out of this. As long as they're not gloating or just being pretentious.
One percenters,
right, basically, on the way they behave. I'm okay with mining that for content.
Yeah.
I think. And I was delighted to hear that Cakes and EB already like having dinner together. Like that has potential.
Hey, do you think it's not but funny that Cakes is doing bingo night with his wife?
Yeah. Well, is it like musical bingo or something like that? He had to guess the songs on his scorecard. What I think is
I don't know what musical bingo is, but like I found it funny.
No, what I actually found funny when they were talking about it, it was today, right? They were talking
You know what it tells me?
What's that?
They got nothing going on.
Nothing going on
at their house.
I found it funny that there's sitting at two separate tables and having conversations with one another. Like, how does that even happen that you're not sitting at the same table, but you're still engaged with one another on conversation and what others are eating?
I didn't even
pick up on that.
I was wondering, I guess EB said he was eating dinner.
Right.
But Cakes was playing bingo? Right. Are they playing bingo in the dining hall?
They weren't actually together. So I didn't understand, like, the whole premise of how are you guys still interacting when you're not, like,
I don't know. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then after that segment the other day, then I started feeling bad that I don't have country club money, because they do kind of seem like a lot of fun. And I don't care about golf, but I'm just talking about like the socializing, the dinners, the drinks.
You want a social membership.
I kind of like the idea of a social membership. Pools.
How about this? Top Golf membership. Not like the basic membership, but like you join a league, mm-hmm, and then you go in there and you can use the, if maybe you were at Vegas, did you know about the Top Golf leagues?
I didn't know about a league.
Yeah, they have leagues. And so you can join a league in one that's like Vegas that has pools every two levels.
Yeah.
And then you could go play your league on Tuesday night after league's like over. You get a drink.
Pools,
and enjoy the pool.
Like tournament pools or swimming pools?
Swimming pools.
Oh.
Yeah.
Top Golf's
a ripoff.
It is.
It's so expensive. Might as well join a country club.
You gotta take a loan out if you want to go to Top Golf.
I'm tired of going to Top Golf and paying $100 for like an hour of golf and chicken wings.
the tiniest chicken wings known to me. You know how it's $23 for a nacho platter. And it's basically salsa and Tostitos.
See, the problem with you guys is that you guys are here during the day. So I'm give everyone that wants to go to Topgolf, I'm going to give you the cheat code, right?
All right.
From 10 to 12 every day, Monday through Friday.
10 to 12 a.m. Okay.
Right? So this is for all the people that can afford to, cannot afford to join a country club, but have time where they can be outside. You know, people that are saying, "Oh, I'm going to a certain site," and then they don't show up for 3 hours. Yeah.
People have time to do an hour podcast in the middle of a Thursday.
It's $15 unlimited from 10 to 12 for you, as many people as you want at Topgolf.
$15 a person or $15 for the whole table?
$15 for the bay, 10 to 12.
So 2 hours, 2 hours of bay time,
right?
That's pretty good.
That's the cheat code.
Where's that? Every weekday?
Every weekday, every Topgolf.
You know what else you do? You sneak beers in your bag.
That's what else you do.
Oh, is that what everyone's doing? Pretending they're drinking?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of golf course.
You get one of those Life Water bottles, fill it up with vodka and club soda, and you're good to go.
Yeah, but then you're drunk at noon on a Wednesday. That's the problem.
That's called the Bickle.
Yeah. Do you think that, hey, is this country club going to accelerate
his drinking
more?
What was he doing talking about? He goes, what did he say? The bar. All the booze got me siced.
Yeah. It's going to get me drinking more. And I'm like,
how is that possible?
You're already drinking every night at the fire pit.
So do you think he's serious about selling his house, moving closer to a country club so he can just walk home and stumble home?
Well, no, he's not serious about that. Okay. He has his kids. High school is. Like
I think Eric will move. Eric will move out of Kensington in a couple of years when his kid goes to college. Right. A lot of his kid goes to college. He's been talking about that. Eric won't leave the area.
No, the farthest he'll leave the area is Ocean City. This is what I would expect him to do.
Sure,
is he'll downsize.
Yeah, he could go to Ocean City.
He'll downsize.
Mm-hmm.
Downsize to something still in the area, close to something in Montgomery County with his kids, like a townhome. That's half the size, and then also beach condo.
Yeah, Eric's
one
not
of the number one. But of the
has,
number
has
Ocean
Eric
City
talked about?
Condo.
Has Eric talked about moving to Outer Banks or something before?
He's talked about getting a place in Outer Banks.
Yeah, but I think Eric believes that you got to be in your home area for all your kids to come home to see their friends and all that kind of stuff. Like he doesn't want to disappear to some corner of the earth where he's not going to see anybody that they've known for years. So I think Eric and Cakes. For sure are locked into this area for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, but I
well, actually, Cakes, that's not true either, but Cakes more so in a box.
No. Eric will downsize. That's what it'll be.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he'll be in the area. JP might move to Puerto Rico.
I could see that
happening. Lurch could be next week.
Lurch has got 1 foot in South Carolina already.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know what I love about Lurch?
Hmm.
Is that remember he was going to move to North Carolina this entire time?
Yeah. Right.
He's looking at
Wilmington or something.
Wilmington. Yeah. There was also some place near Asheville. What was it? Cary, that was another place.
Cary's outside of Raleigh. It's a suburb of Raleigh.
And it was also, he was looking at like Topsoil Beach, Top Sand Beach.
That's right, Topsoil, yes.
And then all of a sudden it got closer down the South
Carolina.
Now
we're in Charleston all of a sudden.
Right? You know what happened?
What happened?
Let me tell you what happened. His friend, Tim Rudo. Do you know that name?
I've heard the name.
It's a huge name in the golf community.
Okay.
All right. Especially in Ocean City. He used to be the head pro, I think, at Lighthouse.
Okay.
He got the job at Daniel Island. That's what you heard about all the time. Jason is retiring closer to Daniel Island for free golf.
You think so?
I think so. He's moving.
Where's Daniel Island? Like, what is the next
near
to?
That's right next to Charleston. Where Jason is moving. Isle of Palms.
Well, what happens
when this guy gets a new job in 3 years?
I don't know.
He'll be stuck down there.
He'll be stuck.
Hey, Dravy, I know another guy that's going to, when he retires, is going to move somewhere where he knows a golf pro, and he's sitting to the left of me. This guy.
Yeah.
His Instagram stories are filled with nothing but him.
No, Valdez can't move. Valdez, he has to live here for the rest of his life.
Oh, my goodness. We was at some place called Segway or something.
Sewickley Heights.
Sewickley.
That's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Because Valdez...
And, you know, he's found his niche of free golf.
Yeah, I have. I found my honey hole.
And he knows a lot of guys like assistant GMs or assistant pros or whatever.
And head pros.
That are his age that are going to be working for the next 30 years that will give him free golf.
Living the dream.
So he, Valdez can't leave. And he likes playing all the different courses. He's not a one course guy.
Well, I can get him into Top Golf and National Hall of Fame.
So would you ever join a country club?
Not now, because I can go play for free.
Yeah. That's why I was thinking about Eric. Like, Eric, you're a big silly.
Eric,
you're a big silly.
Yeah.
Why are you paying all this money for... First of all, it's kind of nuts. Norbeck sounds nubs.
It does sound nubs. He told me how much the initiation fee was.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm thinking about my friends that went to Trump and have to pay that initiation fee.
It's so nubs that I could almost do it.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I take it back to...
If I have a good couple of days in the stock market, I can probably...
We get a ratings bonus here. Yeah,
so it takes me back to the question you were asking about the kind of content that I like. So even something as minute as that for them to be joining country clubs, I instantly, when they start talking about it, I Google Norbeck and I'm like looking at all the pictures.
Yeah, everyone's all of a sudden their server shuts down.
So I mean, in essence, I don't remember who said it. One of you said that like that it should cover their membership fee for a month. It really should, because I mean they had to have a lot of inquiries after they start talking about.
I don't know.
You think they don't drive traffic enough?
Of course they do.
You can't
advertising is priceless though.
You can't pinpoint some person going, oh, Eric just joined Norbeck. Let me go look into it, and then all of a sudden
they might. I don't know. They might. You think Norbeck's not psyched for all those mentions?
I'm sure it's ADs.
How many times have we said it just now?
I know, but if you're running a business, right? That's why they like the ADs. They like the plug of the business.
Well,
D. Woods, he likes ADs because he's you know a narcissist.
Yeah.
People want money. They want their businesses.
I know. Well, they it doesn't hurt.
D, you're also promoting Plugola.
Yeah,
that's illegal.
You know all that stuff.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you hear and you go, well, thank you for that. Well, right. Some comp or something.
Comp. Yeah. So it's a fine line of like what you can get away with,
right.
But if someone gives Jason Bishop a car,
right,
and then Jason Bishop comes on the air and says, hey, "Oh, I love
my Subaru,
yeah, Coon's Honda or whatever," yeah. All right, and they find out they gave him a car, Jason go to jail.
I really am the Robin Quivers. I mean, out of all the dealerships he could come up with,
you say Coon's. Hey, that's
are
the
you serious? Are you serious?
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I'm smart. Because they don't advertise here, and I didn't say Lindsay. Okay. I was trying making a point.
I thought you were looking at D.
No, let me tell you, you're the racist.
What?
And
I didn't say
and D. Woods is always offended lib.
I'm a snowflake.
Yes, I'm snowflake. I'm just talking over here.
Okay.
I know a little about a lot. And I know, all right, I can pull car dealerships left and right. I'm just kidding. The country club conversation can go two ways, in my opinion. I think some people will be turned off by it. Some people will like the stories behind it. We'll kind of have to see how it plays out.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, though, where I like the idea that Cakes and Eric are having dinner together.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing I wanted to bring up before we went to break.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jason was gone 2 days this week. It was gone Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
He was taking his daughter, who is a junior? I think junior.
She's a junior now.
Junior
the youngest
now
one's
at
junior.
Virginia Tech to college. I guess helping her move in, helping her clean, all that fun stuff. Am I on an island here where like the whole family move-in day? All right, family day,
mm-hmm.
Like the scene from Accepted, where they're moving the Justin Long in his freshman year at Southampton Institute of Technology.
Yeah.
Right, isn't that only for freshmen, or is this a whole helicopter parent thing where he wants to be there every step of the way, holding her hand as she's going into the new apartment? I just know one thing. When I went to Maryland, my mom and dad helped me move in my freshman year. I didn't see him the rest of the time on campus, the rest of my 4 years.
it's almost uncomfortable to me,
right?
How over the top of them he is, and how much he's watching them, or his need to be involved.
Well, also the move-in day, like, it doesn't take, it's not a 3-day process.
Why are they always moving? Don't any of these kids stay in the same apartment after their freshman year? Like, I stayed in the same apartment for multiple years.
That's called summer school, Drab. Yeah. You were behind on credits.
Yes. Yeah, so
you dummy. You rent an apartment for the next year.
So for instance,
I stayed in the same place.
I know. Well, I went from flop house to flop house? No, I was at Maryland. You had to stay in the dorms your freshman year.
Right.
Yeah. I stayed in Ellicott 8. Right. And then I moved back.
Yeah.
To New Leonardtown, my sophomore and junior year. But that whole move, my sophomore and junior move, was that without the aid of my parents, I took all my stuff, moved it in there, mm-hmm. in my Nubs Isuzu Trooper, and that was that. I didn't have mommy and daddy carrying up a futon with me. I didn't have mommy put my comforter on my bed.
Yeah, it's unnecessary. It's I don't even know why they want him there.
Yes. Hey, again, they've traveled across the globe by themselves. I mean, they studied abroad. And then they at one point
took another European trip.
Right. But then even beyond that, didn't they go and stay at like a hostel one time? I mean, they stayed in worse conditions than what they're moving into right now. And they were able
Jason had to give that up. He's watching her. He's tracking her. He's watching, looking at every transaction in real time. This is psychotic behavior. I love Jason. He's a psychopath. He's watching what she does at all times. She makes purchases. He's following it. She knows where, how fast she's going in the car.
You see them off.
Remember, she went to Tennessee with her friend or boyfriend, whatever it was.
Slow down.
He called the guy and said, "Slow down." That's insane behavior.
That is a bit much. Well, I will say this though: being a father to two adult daughters, they spend so much money. I mean, my youngest daughter's account is attached to my account.
Oh,
and when I go in every day and see how much money she spent in a day,
so you do this daily look up like Jason.
I don't know. It's a little different because it's attached to my account. So when I go and look at my accounts, her account is one of the accounts on there.
Oh, okay.
And so
it's separate, but you can still see.
I can see. I get bitter. I get really bitter because I go, what did you spend? My daughter, this is no joke. My daughter spent one day over $300 on a wig. And I just lost my mind. I was like, what are you doing? Why did you spend? And she has all different color wigs and I'm just like, what are you doing? This is not what you need in your life right now.
Yeah, but I don't think he's not tracking there for money reasons. Right. I mean, maybe a little bit. No, he's like obsessed of staying involved in her life. When she was flying,
right,
he was tracking her flight and like her movement to the airport, and then he was watching the plane for 4 hours. And he would say, "She's above Lisbon right now." Whatever it is,
money to Lisbon.
I got a social promotion from high school. Right. I still don't know how to pronounce that.
Hey, you know what he treats her like?
What
he treats her like? A bag with an Apple AirTag on it. That's how he views it.
I don't know. I think he's worried that something's going to happen to her at all times. Or there's a possibility that they don't need him. I think he worries about that. And that's why he's there.
I think he might.
He's worried about the day they don't need him anymore.
So do they?
And he'll officially have, I don't know. I don't want to say, he just won't know what to do with himself.
Well, do they use their own vehicles on campus? Maybe that's a thing. And where he.
No, I thought, well, didn't he angle for a parking or?
Oh, that's right. She wanted a parking pass.
Yeah. Did she get the parking pass? If she didn't get the parking pass, I can understand.
Exactly.
I can understand the entire 4-day excursion
right.
of going down there because you want to be able to go to a Walmart,
right.
stock up on stuff. I can understand that.
No. I think she has a car. That was to get on campus, to park on campus. And he was like, you just need to walk across the campus or something.
I don't understand that. Well,
it wasn't a parking pass for her apartment.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm with you, Valdez. I don't get the whole, you go down, she moves in on a Saturday and you stay till a Tuesday. It's like,
I just know one thing. When my parents moved me in at Maryland, I couldn't wait for them to leave.
How about my dad? My parent. I think I told you before.
Yeah, you did.
My dad, my freshman year at ASU, flew with me to Arizona, dropped me. We got there in the morning, dropped me off at the dorm. I think stayed maybe the first night in my dorm with me, went home, and came back 4 years later for my graduation, 4.5 years later. That was it. No parent, no parents weekend. I probably spent all the Thanksgiving there by myself, whatever it was. I drove from Spokane to Phoenix every time if I came home during the summer, right, or something like that, if I needed my car. Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it was. There was no parents helping me out.
Yeah, my parents, they came in. They set up my, help put together my desk, help put together my desktop computer. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have a laptop. Help me unpack. Gave me $100, and then said, "Let me know if you need anything."
Right.
And I immediately took that $100 to the liquor store.
Yeah. So I've been on the campus of Bowie State 2 times, and I'll be there the 3rd time on Monday. The first time was to take my when my oldest daughter first moved in, her freshman day, 4 years ago.
And she graduated.
Yes. And then the second time was orientation for my youngest daughter, who's going to be going on Monday, which will make my 3rd time.
But I thought orientation was just a the student thing.
Not that one. I'm talking about the one where they call it blue and gold. I mean, I'm sorry, black and gold day. Mm-hmm. And so you walk around and show the kids where all the classes are going to be, and then they provide you a bill.
everyone come get your bill.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's how they disguise bill day.
Exactly. That's okay. Bill day. Yes.
Hey, I forgot that Jason said on the show today that his daughter is living at home. That his oldest daughter.
Oh, yeah, his oldest daughter.
Don't you think he should be more happy? Because he was always saying that, like, he was grumpy because he was home alone and that he missed his kids. He's got his daughter living in his house. Jason should be coming in every day with a big smile on his face, knowing that he's got his daughter back. But really, he's been the same comatose.
Well, is
Jason.
His daughter, like, you know
I
what I mean?
So.
Like, have, like, 1 foot out the door where she's always out with her friends and everything. You know what I mean? Because you know that's an awkward period of time. Is that transition out of college?
I wish I could redo that.
What do you mean?
I have jealousy that a lot of people moved home after college and they got to, like, save money or spend extra time with their family and friends. And I never got to do that. So if I could replay it, I would maybe move home after college back to my parents' house. So I could, most people don't want to do that, but in hindsight, I wish I did that. 'Cause then you can save money.
I did that. I did it for a year, but I didn't do it right out of college. I did it with my big save to buy my house. I needed one final push.
That's right. Yeah, you were.
So when I
26 or 27. Or
yeah,
right.
When I first moved, like when I first got my job, I got it on the promise that I would have full time benefits. So mm-hmm. I moved to Virginia. The only thing I knew about Virginia was Fairfax, where the station was, and Ashburn, which was close by. And so I lived in Ashburn on my savings from cutting softball fields my entire life with the promise of full-time employment, which in radio gets yanked under you. So I had that carrot dangled on my head, living off my savings by mm-hmm. myself with no friends, eating ramen noodles in a Fonzie pad over someone's garage.
Yeah, but
you don't want to do that.
You got full-time pretty quickly.
It took about 8 months.
No, that's what I did. That's what I did in Arizona. I was getting mugged in alleyways because I didn't move home. I was trying to make it on my own, working part-time at a radio station, getting DUIs, having to bike 10 miles in 100-degree weather to the dumb radio station.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah. Hey, living the dream.
Yeah. Hey, do you think, let me ask you a question. Right. I think Drab's a successful guy.
Yeah, thank you.
He's been on Independent a long time. Good portion of his life. Do you think Drab would make it in New York?
I think so. He's making it here.
Because he's got this whole thing. If you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. Yeah.
I'm just thinking.
Valdez like loves New York.
No, I actually think if you can make it in D.C., you could definitely make it anywhere. I think D.C. is just a mini New York or Chicago. It's a melting pot. You have to assimilate at some point with different people and cultures.
Do you think about people moving to New York and failing?
Yes, I do.
I'm not trying to be on Broadway.
No, I think about it all the time.
Like what? Like scary talent that you have that you beat like on the ballet stage or something?
No, I like to think about all my peers my age, and I like to think about them living at home failing and then being more successful than them. And then think about the people who got more successful.
More successful than anybody. We're more famous than some people. Okay. But we're not more successful. Some people, I'm on my notable alumni from my high school.
Are you?
Yes, but I'm sure 90% of the people from my high school probably make more money than me.
I want you to keep that same energy when we cut 4 cameos today.
Yeah, all right. I will. The people who don't make it in New York go home and live in their hometowns and make a lot of money doing,
consulting.
Consulting or selling insurance. Or project managed construction sites.
Inside joke.
I don't even remember. Did you go to college or not?
I went to a community college.
You went to community college. All right. And what time? Have you been working the same profession your entire adult life?
No. I mean, general profession. But
I didn't even know what you did before.
We were talking about it. I can't say where, but we were talking about it. So I started off.
Doing like groceries.
not in bag groceries.
No, not bag them, but like, didn't you? He went to the grocery stores for something.
No, you know what? I actually started off doing is, ironically enough, is I actually, my first job was actually working in a bowling alley. Mm. Yeah.
You know, Drab's obsessed with how people make money. I don't know if you noticed.
No, I'm obsessed about these. Brings it up every show. About my birthday is my encounter. I reset about what a loser I am and whatever. Everyone else is more successful than me.
No, you don't understand this. Off air, all Drab does is he goes, How does Tiffany Gomez become successful and run her own marketing firm?
No.
That's all you do.
I don't know.
How do you?
I mean, no.
How do you run your own business?
Yeah, how can you be that crazy and run your own business, by the way?
Drab is like Tom Cruise from Cocktail.
No.
All right? He wants to go to business school. You know what I mean? He wants to open his own bar.
No. This is how you are different. You're obsessed with the money that people make. I'm obsessed with the personal freedom that comes along with entrepreneurship. All right? Having options.
I swear to God, this has been the fifth time Drab said entrepreneurial today. It's like he just learned the word yesterday.
Hey, EB has jocked me for years.
Why?
About how I'm always tinkering with the next thing, the next big idea.
Yeah.
Remember? He said, he called me.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
No, he used a special word to describe me. Yeah. I forget what it was. It wasn't instincts. I mean, he said that too. I have radio instincts.
Radio instincts.
It was like, I'm curious or something.
He said that. You're always curious. Yeah,
right.
But Drab.
Maybe
obsessed.
I think he called me an intellect. Or I said it's the same thing as intellect.
No, Drab has been obsessed. It's the thing that he's been craving. It's trying to figure out how he can start his own business and be successful.
You know, it's ironic you say that because while we were waiting on you to come in, the entire time we were talking about like LinkedIn and Indeed and cold calls.
Right?
He's like, "How does that work? Where did I would tell him how some random
I like learning about." D says that people in his profession. I found this interesting. D said people in his profession get phone calls 3 times a week offering them jobs.
Yeah, I was like, "Yeah, you know, yesterday."
I said, "I haven't been offered a job, I don't know, in 15 years.
I got a random call from this guy in Vermont. He wants me to move up there and take a pay cut." He was like, "How does that even happen?"
Isn't that nice? Isn't that a nice industry to work in?
Yeah, you know, it would be nice to be wooed.
He's constantly being wooed. He's beating these offers off with a stick because he loves D.C. so much. He loves his job so much that he doesn't want to leave it. He said he got a call from New Mexico to double his salary, and he told him to pound sand.
He said Santa Fe doesn't have mumbo sauce.
No, it was actually Roswell. I don't think I'm moving out.
I'm being dreaked.
Yeah.
Do you know what I tell Drab? All the time when Drab gets these delusions of grandeur and how he's going to start his own business and he's going to be an apprentice and take over someone's debt.
Yeah, you're right. I do like apprenticeships. Yeah, I do like that.
Drab's dream is to have someone in the area who owns a decking company teach him how to run a decking company.
That's funny.
And then have him give it to him in a will. But do you know what I tell Drab all the time?
What's that?
Drab, do you know what I tell you all the time?
I mean, you tell me a lot of garbage, but
I say, you know what you are, Drab? I say, you're a worker bee.
Oh, yeah. He loves insulting me like that.
No, it's not just him. I said, that's what me and you are. We are worker bees. We're here to serve the queen.
Yeah.
That's what we do. You need some honey? D, you need some honey? I'll go get you some honey.
Those are intrapreneurs. All right. We're the help. We're dreamers, not doers, Valdez.
Yeah, yeah. We're idea guys.
Yeah. We're all the idea. Well, how are you an idea guy and a doer at the same time? You got to be one or the other.
Yeah, we're not. Those are the successful people. Yeah.
Those are the Elon. But that's what I say is you are a worker bee. Know your role. Get to work.
He told me that today when I came in and said, Valdez, I saw a tweet that said it's easier to make 10K than it is to save 10K. He goes, Drab, you're a worker bee. Stop dreaming.
Stop thinking about
ways to earn extra money. And get those guys the rundown. Pretty much is how it went.
Hey, JP needs you to pull Anthony Richardson's rap song. Stop dreaming about 10K.
All right. Hey, Valdez, we are both enjoying a nice can of Don't Sleep here.
Got mine. I'm almost done mine.
D Woods is trying. Have you tried Don't Sleep before? For today?
Yeah, I tried it at the
at the pickleball?
At the pickleball.
Yeah, I heard a lot. You know, AWOD hit up Mike from Don't Sleep. And
get your hand out of our honeypot.
You know what I like about Mike? He likes advertising in radio. So props to Mike. He always he's sponsoring Hit the Skins. He loves the Chad Duke Show. He loves Bit Season. He's all over the place. You guys got to check out Don't Sleep. It's a great energy drink. He sponsors Bit Season. He keeps this show going. So check them out at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use promo code BITTIES for 10% off every order. Mm-hmm. Follow and like on social media at Don't Sleep Energy. If you hate Bit Season, you can use code Junkies. But you know
who's not a worker bee?
Who?
Mike.
Mike. Yeah, he's a doer for sure. So
he's queen bee.
He's King Kong. So check out Don't Sleep Energy. Don'tsleepenergy.com. Awesome energy drink. And Mike, we need another shipment. The Stallion Ryan Clary is now breaking in my office drinking all the Don't Sleep. So we need a little bit more. You guys listen to Bit Season. We'll be right back.
Welcome. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to Bit Season episode 94. I'm Matt Valdez with Drab T-shirt and special guest for this episode, D Woods, longtime Junkies P1 and Bit Season P1.
Exactly. I'm having a great time, by the way. I want you guys to.
Thank you.
You're doing great.
Make everyone jealous. Tell everyone how great of a time you're having.
I'm having a great time.
Say something to John DePompa right now to make him jealous.
Drab and Valdez made me wait an hour down in the lobby before they came
in. Oh, yeah, we did.
Hey, I think John's already feeling down and out enough after his call was totally disrespected today on the Junkies. I actually almost felt bad for him.
I know.
Because it was a good call, and then he called at 9:45.
Shuffled him off to
they go.
John,
you have to call back later. We got JP Finley in here.
So I will tell you this. This will probably make John DePompa happy. I hope it does. Out of all the people I've met during the show, listen to, call into the show, my favorite caller is John DePompa.
Really?
Dude, I'm telling you, I look forward to all his zings every Thursday. When he doesn't call in or you guys don't get to him or he's rushed off, I don't like it. He makes me laugh. Valdez and on this show, Valdez and John DePompa make me laugh the most.
Whoa.
What?
I would rank it like this.
Wait, what do you like about Valdez's humor?
So, again, this goes back to when we first started.
Don't be jealous.
Valdez and I get each other. Like when Valdez and Cakes are making Stern reference jokes and no one gets anything that they're talking about, I sit in my car and I chuckle. But I have a question for you when it comes to laughs.
So you like quick, dumbed down humor.
Yes, I like the inside joke.
And then what's yours, Drab? Yours is thought provoking.
Yeah, observational humor. Observational.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. He's Andrew Schultz all of a sudden. Yeah. So I have a question. Why
Drab? You know, Drab thinks his humor is like the New Yorker.
Yeah. Why do we always just hear Valdez? Does Valdez pod you down or something? We never really hear you chuckling.
Good question. I'm sure he does.
We never hear you really chuckle. We always hear Valdez chuckle in the background. But if you're not in the midst of a conversation, you can't really hear you chuckle.
Oh, you mean the chuckling?
Valdez.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was.
Valdez likes the ADs of the laughing.
You see, he doesn't understand this. Mm-hmm. Eric pulled me aside and said, he says, when you laugh, when you're laughing naturally at what we're saying, that really gets me going.
Yeah.
I need you to do that more.
Yeah.
I've heard Eric say that a hundred times.
He goes, I want you to just keep your mic open all the time.
Yeah.
Because I need to hear you.
He's already laying.
You here to chime in or to produce, Valdez?
I'm here to produce.
Okay.
I can't help it if my talent needs to
your
hear
talent is laughing.
Not my talent. I'm saying my talent, as in the host that I'm producing, has a request for me to open my mic when I'm laughing.
Well, I've been requested the same. I've turned down the request.
So that brings me to social media, right?
I laugh. I just don't turn on my mic.
You just don't turn on your mic. Because I just joined Reddit. And it's actually because of you.
Do like Reddit.
Yeah, I hear you sometimes talk about various things that you see on Reddit. Mm-hmm. So I joined probably...
Most of it's pornography.
That was mainly what I was talking about. That's your main focus. So how do you guys deal with like Reddit and Twitter? Because one of the items that I saw on Reddit last night about you guys was people saying that they didn't like when Valdez laughs on the radio.
Oh, they did say that?
Yeah, a couple of people said they didn't like when Valdez laughs on the radio.
Well...
I know one thing.
I will say that
is that if I got down into the wormhole of Reddit, I would probably go read every post, and I would probably be self-conscious.
Yeah.
And that's why I would never jump on there to read what people have to say about me.
Gotcha.
Because I'm so thin-skinned and sensitive that. I would go back and critique my 13 years of radio broadcasting and try and fix all my flaws.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, I know that there is a Junkies Reddit page, and there's Reddit pages of a bunch of other radio shows that I listen to or things that I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. But what you have to always remember is that on sites like that, and I'm not saying people are wrong, but it's a forum to express themselves.
Right.
And a lot of times it's when you're dissatisfied, like there's not as much positive interaction as there is negative.
Sure.
So, and I'm not saying like when things are said on sets, they sometimes aren't warranted or they don't have good perspectives. Of course they do. Sometimes they have theories that are just so outrageous and wrong. I don't know.
Deal with that.
I don't know. Sometimes I get a kick out of it, and sometimes I'll comment on things there's a radio show called Dave Ramsey, right? Okay. Dave Ramsey is a national radio show host.
Isn't that the little kid that sings country music?
That's Mason.
Oh, Mason.
Right?
Yeah.
So I listen to Dave Ramsey like once a month now, but he's a financial guru. Right? Everybody on his Reddit page
Every I know you. He teaches you how to save.
I know.
Everybody on his Reddit page hates his guts.
Right.
It's Reddit. It's Dave Ramsey's Reddit.
Okay.
Literally, there's not one positive thing on there.
Right.
Everyone hates him. They all say the same thing. The show's not as good as it used to be. Dave's gone crazy.
Sucks. Yeah.
He sucks. And then, you know, I'll go to the Chad Dukes Reddit page. Mm-hmm. Chad's my guy. Everyone on there hates Chad. He's, you know, sometimes it's, you know, fair criticism of something they don't like, but a lot of times it's too personal.
Right.
I get a kick out of Twitter interactions when people get like, if you talk shit to me on Twitter, mm-hmm. I kind of like it.
Right.
I don't know why. I like, if I can get like a back and forth going, right. So a lot of times I like it. Like Juan from Rockville, okay. He's a piece of shit on Twitter,
right.
But I get a kick out of him. I don't know why. So you, if we have a friendly back and forth, or not even have to be friendly, if we have a back and forth, I kind of get, I like it.
Okay.
And I'll say that I have heard the Junkies, and I've seen it before. I don't go to it very often. Most people are pretty positive of Matt and I.
Yeah.
And that feels good. Like, of course, you're always going
to
have people.
I'm going to have to go read it.
Yeah, it's a lot of compliments to Bit Season.
Yeah, I mean, I know that people are, like, if you look at the Bit Season reviews on Apple, we got 5 stars. Our cameos have 5 stars.
Right. Yeah.
I know that people like the Matt and Matt show, or contributions to the Junkies.
I can't handle criticism well.
Okay.
Because I feel like I feel like Drab's trying as his hardest as well.
Right.
And when we're just busting our ass and we're trying to do something, and it's like, and if people are theorizing that well, they only do one show a week, you know, well, there's a reason why. I wish I could tell you why, but there's a reason why we can't do more stuff.
Right.
The theorizing around it is what really gets me.
But like, Valdez used to read the Howard Stern Reddit all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Every day he was reading that. And the Howard Stern Reddit was full of people who hate Howard Stern.
I know.
But they listen all the time.
But if they hate me, I can't take that. but if it was just a normal, normal one-on-one conversation, like if me and D Woods were hanging out at the Columbia Crab Soup Market, or right. Wherever you get, mm-hmm. You know, wherever it's called.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
We can't say the name, right? Because you can't say the name of the stuff, right?
And then nobody cares about Bitsy's.
You can say
it. And that rule's been trampled on the Junkies. So, like, it lasted like 3 weeks.
Yeah. It's the food market in Columbia. Okay. That's my spot.
So if D and I are hanging out at the food market at mm-hmm. Columbia, and he comes up and he goes, hey, you know, I really love Bitsy. Like, why can't you guys do more episodes? I would tell him the honest truth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, for a face-to-face person, but I wouldn't tell people on a platform like Twitter or a platform like Reddit. I wouldn't post something like that.
Well, but, yeah, some of it, yeah, you can't do that in a public forum, right. For sure.
But you know, if me and D were talking, you know, I would tell them.
Right. It's hard. It's hard, you know, you have a target on your back. And I'm not saying for me, I'm saying for the Junkies, or if you're a host of a show. Like, people have an idea. Everyone has different tastes. 50% of the people on this show hate when we talk sports. Mm-hmm. 50% of the people love it. That's the only reason they listen to. And then so they think, oh, this show sucks. It's not as good as they used to be. Well, you can't please everybody. So you have to keep that in mind. Everybody has different tastes. You try to be as mass appeal as possible, so there's a little bit of something for everybody. And, you know, sometimes attacks get a little bit too personal on Reddit or on Twitter. You just got to take it. You're a public figure. You got to take the grant. You know, people are still listening. Right? Right. They have an interest in what you're doing. You could be working at a cell phone store and nobody cares what you do for a living. So you got to keep that in mind. Like, we're fortunate enough that people are interested in our daily lives enough to comment on it.
Yeah.
Good or bad. So I'm a consumer. I like going on forums and reading stuff or Reddit and mixing it up with people a lot of times.
Right.
Even though I never comment on Reddit on anything. I don't comment on Seahawks boards, nothing, because I don't know. I like to read what other people say, but I will fight you on Twitter. If you talk to me on Twitter, I like the back and forth. You're not going to offend me, except for fake Jason Bishop.
Fake Jason.
Block that guy. I needed that guy out of my life. Okay, hold on. No, let me clarify. If you try to get the Junkies fired,
right.
I'll never talk to you again.
Sure.
If you tag Odyssey, or if you say that someone's, like, I don't want anything to do with you.
Right.
Like, you can have that opinion. I just don't want to be involved in your life.
Yeah, you know, you're not with the cancel culture.
There were plenty, like there's people who don't like Eric right now, right? And that's fine. Like, I'm not, you can have that opinion on Eric. You can not like him. But if you are publicly tweeting that Eric Bickle needs to be removed from the show.
Right.
I just don't want anything to do with you because now you're affecting the show. Sure. You're affecting what I do for a living.
Right.
And so I'm just not going to, I'm not going to converse with you anymore.
Yeah.
And Jason Bishop, fake Jason Bishop, I'm not saying you personally. I don't know. You've pissed me off a million times on Twitter that I just had to be done with you. But
how long is your block list? Is it just fake Jason Bishop?
I don't. I only have like 10. I've only blocked like 10 people total on Twitter.
Yeah.
Second note, if Gonzaga loses in March and you tweet me, ha ha, that's what you get for playing scrubs all year, weak ass teams and a weak ass conference, I will block you. That's like 8 out of the 10 people I've blocked on Twitter.
And fake Jason Bishop.
Yeah.
That's sufficiently answer
your
question.
I just wanted to know how you guys deal with it because, like I said, I recently joined up on and I signed up for you guys' Reddit, and I just see people just. It's never to you guys other than the comment about Valdez's laughing.
How do you think Valdez takes criticism? He quit Twitter because somebody criticized him.
Yeah.
I got tired. I got tired of the back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, that could be grating on you when people. I mean, because. They get to hide behind a keyboard and you guys are public, quote unquote, public figures.
Deep down, they care about what you do.
Right.
Whether they're annoyed or they're no longer satisfied, they still care about the product that you put out.
Right.
So there's something to take in that.
True.
It's not like we're not trying. That's what I would say.
Well, sometimes you gotta execute, Valdez. Trying's not good enough.
Not good enough.
I think you bummed Valdez out.
I did.
I know Valdez. He's slouching in his chair.
No,
he's
no.
Bummed out.
They really do. They.
I'm telling you. I've told you that people are. I've seen the people
good.
Are always jocking bit season.
People do jock bit season.
I will.
We got 6 cameos to cut in 5 minutes.
I believe you.
Oh.
Right. I believe you. I just know what's going to happen.
Are you talking crap about us on there?
Yeah. Can you defend us if people talk crap?
All right, yeah. So here you go. You want me to go to my Reddit right now?
Read your last comment.
Yeah, give me your last post. What's your post name?
And you know what's funny? It's because
these nuts.
No. And it's ironic that if you know anything about me, then you would know it was from the show. You would know it's me because it's the same name that I use for all my my social media. Which is Woods.
It's
very simple that talking about me.
Okay, well, I guess if I would have seen that, I would have figured.
And so, service in here sucks, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
All right, here's my last Reddit for you guys. Da, 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 da. You put me on the spot. All right, here we go.
What was the topic? What was the topic that you?
So, I know this one by heart. This guy, and he's probably going to listen because he says he's a big fan. Okay,
No, maybe these people are nicer than I give them credit for.
Yeah, no. So the one
they can be ruthless.
one guy, the one that we talked about just now. I said Valdez laugh makes me laugh. It's like when Jackie used to laugh at Stern back in the day. That's what was my response to one.
Yeah.
Person.
No. Yeah. What was the topic about? What was like the threat?
The
like,
topic was actually about things that they hear in the background, and somebody said that they wish Jason would stop tapping his pen.
People are picking up on that.
People pick up.
I'm so happy people are picking up on that.
So that was what the topic was. The only other interaction is some guy says, "When do you think the Junks were at their peak?" And what would you change about the show today if you could, right?
Hey, these are some good topics.
But
we might steal some of these.
He asked the same question, but he just rewords it with every post that he puts. And so my response to him was, legit question. If you're over the show, host, and format, why do you listen?
Hey, you know what, D?
Yeah.
You come in, host anytime you want.
And I've seen those. They always say something like, because I wish it was how I remember it or something
that was
like
exactly
that.
Exactly like, his response.
It's not as good as it could be or something. Right?
No, I stick up for you. But I've only had like 4 posts on you guys' Reddit. I lurk. I don't really post.
The good thing about the Junkies, they don't really care about criticism.
Right.
Like, they are not going to get down and out about people. Their entire career, people have said they're unqualified, they're bad broadcasters.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The show's disorganized, it's lazy.
We could do what they could do.
Now,
some of those things might be true. Some of those things drive Valdez and I crazy.
Right.
Like, as producers, we want the Junkies to be doing the best show possible. And it's hard because they have their idea of what makes good radio.
Right.
We have our idea. The listeners have their idea. And when someone has been doing something for so many years and you're trying to change them, mm-hmm. it's very hard.
Yeah.
Right? So they just feel comfortable in what they think this is good radio.
Yeah.
Right,
it's kind of like when Bickle goes, we've been doing this for 27 years.
Yes.
You think we don't know good radio?
That's said to us a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's challenging mm-hmm. because... Yeah, you're right. You have been successful for 27 right. years. But you do know what you're doing.
Right.
But we also think, like, this could be better.
Sure.
We could get more out of it if we do it this way. And that's when, you know, EB and I got into it when he said, everybody lies on the show, right? And I said, Eric, I don't like it when you say that because you're just... punching out. Like, that's your way of not giving an opinion on something.
Yeah.
You're just saying everybody lies, so I don't have to tell you how I think about this.
So I don't have to investigate what this DM says. So I'll just say everyone lies, so nobody knows what's going to say.
That was the last time Eric and I got into it. And he said, I've been doing this for 30 years.
And I told Eric, I said, dude, if you say everyone lies, then how do you even get an opinion about anything?
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you're also admitting that you lie.
I'll investigate it myself. Right. Like, well, how's that going to work?
Right. Or another thing that drives us nuts is when they, so it's like little things. They're so, they're talented and their chemistry you can't replace. You can't beat it anywhere. But like when Eric says, we're just killing time.
Right.
It's nails on a chalkboard, right? Because he feels that way, and that's his nonchalant approach to radio, right?
Just like, filling 4 hours.
We're just filling time.
Yeah.
I want to kill myself when he says that, because it's insulting to the listeners.
Right.
It's insulting to the producers. It's insulting to people who pay his bills, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not just killing time. You're working. You're putting in effort. People care about what you say.
Right.
Your voice has an opinion.
And I hear that, I say, well, what's the point of listening?
Right.
Right. Like, if you're not taking this seriously, why am I listening?
Gotcha.
Right.
No, that
so
makes sense.
Eric, you're a super radio talent, but you still need help.
Right.
Right. You still need, you sometimes you still make mistakes.
Right.
So there are little things that we try to, we would do more, but we also know that they're not going to listen.
Yeah. That's a long way.
You should have sat in for the meeting we had before we came down and met you in the lobby.
Yeah, that's why our meeting, you would have loved that one.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. By the way, did you guys know that you have a garden on top of this building?
A what?
What do you mean a garden?
So when Drab came down to give me the
garden.
A garden, yeah.
Yeah.
It was 30 people waiting in line for vegetables from the garden.
Oh, those came from upstairs?
They came from upstairs. So that's what all those people were waiting for. They were waiting to
that's
get
where
vegetables.
That's where Drab goes to smoke his doobies.
No, that's where I go to take a private duty. I go up to the rooftop for the single stall bathrooms up there that I know the cleaning schedule. And I go there and they're right
he's
after like they've been cleaned.
He likes to stare at the azaleas while he pushes one out.
But there is a garden on the rooftop. 75% of the roof on our building is some private garden. I don't know. Oh, nice. I just assume they sold all those vegetables, not gave them out to employees.
Man, people had trash bags. I was like, what the hell is going on down here?
It's harvest season. I don't know.
Yeah, get some summer squash.
You should have got us some.
I'm telling you, I didn't know what was going on. I was like, why are these people waiting in line?
Yeah. D, I thought you said guard because D tried to get in the building and Carlos made him wait for 45
Carlos
minutes.
Like, matter of fact, he wouldn't even let me stand at the guard's desk. he told me, like I came in with the plague. He told me, like, stand back. And so I said, he's like, what are you here for? I go, oh, I'm just going up to 106.7. So I'm here to see. I called Matt by his real name. Well, Drab by his real name. Mm-hmm. Like, his full name. So,
well, you know there's a bunch of armed security down there, too.
Yeah.
Because
the
Labor Board and D.C. Homeland Security are in this building.
So you got to call them. And so, you know, without getting into sort of details, I was trying to get you guys. So I had to actually have JP get you guys.
I know, we probably should have. Well, we didn't think our meeting was going to take.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, guys. Hey, D, good job, man.
Yeah,
you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you for having me on, finally.
Yeah, thank you.
He's our, how many, I wouldn't consider Clary a guest. What number guest is he?
You have Mike Marr.
We had Mike Marr. We had Cakes. We had JP. We had Eric.
And you had the young lady that has sex on tractors.
Sky Marie. Valdez loves Sky Marie.
Drab loves Sky Marie.
Valdez brings up Sky Marie to me.
He will not. I swear to God, Sky Marie will be the only thing to bring me back to Twitter. You know what Drab told me the other day? Drab told me she put a dildo on the tractor hitch and was riding it.
That I didn't tell you that. I didn't tell you that. I didn't see that.
You sent me that screenshot.
I didn't send you that. I follow, I follow Sky Marie because she was a guest on our show. You follow Sky Marie because you are have dreams of having sex with her.
Yeah. I didn't know
that's the difference.
You guys mentioned her on the
Drab,
show.
Drab cannot, you know what Drab talks about all the time?
What's that?
Drab talks about the live-in boyfriend that she has to have who's taking all these pictures.
I'm intrigued by the business side of her. She's an entrepreneur, Mouthies.
You want to be intrepreneur.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. D, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you soon on The Junkies. Take care. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.